Senate will please come to order. Will the Chief Clerk call the roll?
Roll call for Friday, February 3rd. Agar?
Present.
Anderson?
Here.
Anselmi Dalton?
Here.
Baldwin?
Here.
Barnard?
Present.
Boner?
Here.
Bouchard?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Ellis?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Hastert?
Hughes.
Hicks.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nethercott.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
President Bebout.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
We have a special guest this morning, members of the Senate. Joining us is to give us the invocation is Rajan Zed. He's a Hindu cleric from Reno, Nevada, who has provided the opening prayers in Congress and at a variety of other state legislatures across the United States. Please help me welcome Mr. Zed to our own Wyoming Senate.
Thank you. I will read in Sanskrit, then translate into English. Om Bhurbhuvah Svah Tat Savitur Varenayam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. We meditate on the transcendental glory of the Deity Supreme, who is inside the heart of the earth, inside the life of the sky, and inside the soul of the heaven. May he stimulate and illuminate our minds. Asto ma sadgamya, tamso ma jyotirgamya, mrityor mamratam gamya. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Tasmada sakta statam karma samachara, asakto hyacharan karma parma panoti purusha, karma neva hi samsiddhi mastita jankadeya, Loka Sangreha Mevapi Sampa Shankar Tumrahasi. Strive constantly to serve the welfare of the world. By devotion to selfless, one attains the supreme goal of life. Do your work with the welfare of others always in mind. Om Saha Navavtu, Saha Nobanaktu, Saha Viryan Karba Bahai, Tejasvi Navadidamastu, Ma Vidvisa Bahai. May we be protected together. May we be nourished together. May we work together with great vigor. May our study be enlightening. May no obstacle arise between us. Samniva akuti, samna hirdyaniva, samnam astu omano yatha vasu sahasti. United your resolve, united your hearts. May your spirits be at one, that you may long together dwell in unity and concord. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Om. And here we, I want to pray for Phil Nicholas, the former president of the Senate, and Shelley Simonton, the lobbyist, who is sick with melanoma, and he had a liver transplant. So, we pray so that they can recover. We ask God for their recovery. Thank you.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And members of the Senate, on behalf of the Senate, we want to thank you so much for being here and sharing that inspirational message with us. We have a little token for you to take back from the state of Wyoming. We pride ourselves on being the equality state and how we feel about everything we've done. If you look at Wyoming's history, we've led the way in a lot of areas dealing with equality. This is for you, and thank you so much for being here. Let's give him one more round of applause. Reading correction, full of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of February 2, 2017 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Bouchard, chairman.
Any objections? Hearing none, the report is adopted. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Amy Shaw, or the physician, excuse me. Physician is Amy Shaw. She's a physician assistant from the Cheyenne Cardiology Associates. Welcome. It's good to see you here. Huh? And Amy, one of the things I want you to do is back in their office, an attorney named Ian. This is Ian's wife, by the way, members of the Senate. And then we also have Sam Bass, who's the nurse for the day. Senator Kinski.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Dr. Shaw. Her specialty is cardiology, which should be heartening to the half of us who have a heart. Thank you.
And it's also appropriate, Senator Kinski, that today is Red Tie Day. Let's see. Senator Bernard, what happened to the memo? Oh, you got some red in there. Senator Burns.
Never got the memo.
Never got the memo. Senator Agar, where's your red tie? Oh, you got the lapel. Okay. Today in Wyoming history, in 1919, the legislature passed a joint resolution in favor of national women's suffrage. Today is day 19 of the proposed 37-day session. And the way I do my math, that means we have 18 days left. It's also the last day for Committee of the Whole in the House of Origin. Monday is the last day for second reading in the House of Origin. We all know what that means after we shut down general file today. The committee hall is over unless we suspend rules, which your president is not too anxious to do. Messages from the House. Where's Mr. Vice President? Would you come up here, please?
From the House of Representatives, February 2, 2017, message number 242. Mr. President, the following bills. The House adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the following bills by the votes indicated. House Bill number 185, Safety Restraints Violations, ayes 23, noes 36, excused 1. House Bill number 166, Alcohol Taxation School Funding, ayes 8, noes 51, excused 1. Message number 243. Message number 244, House Bill number 278, Special Non-Resident Hunting License Draw, ayes 25, noes 25, excused 10. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Reports from standing committees.
February 2, 2017, corrected copy. Mr. President, your committee number 6, to whom was referred House Bill 61, Collection of Antlers and Horns, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Boner, Emmerich, and Moniz. No, Senator Barnard. Senator Emmerich, Chairman. February 3, 2017, Mr. President, your committee number 2, to whom was referred Senate File 149, Continuation of Special Districts Task Force, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Dockstader, Acting Chairman. Mr. President, to Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 95, Early Retirement, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it return without recommendation. Ayes, Senators Burns, Dockstader, Driscoll, Hastert, and Landon. Senator Dockstader, Acting Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 10, to whom was referred House Bill 92, Payment of Wages Upon Termination, Time Limits, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, Bouchard, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 10, to whom was referred House Bill 211, Developmental Preschool Payment Calculations Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, Bouchard, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 1, to whom was referred House Bill 18, Child Abuse or Neglect in Military Families, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Christensen, Hicks, and Nethercott. Excused, Senator Kinski. Senator Christensen, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 1, to whom was referred House Bill 152, Engrossed, Search and Rescue Operations, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Christensen, Hicks, Kinski, and Nethercott. Senator Christensen, Chairman.
Ethan, would you come up here, please? Uh-oh. Well, maybe you and I could meet in my office, Ethan. We could... No, up here.
Ethan, on behalf of the members of the 64th Senate of the Wyoming Legislature, we have a resolution.
Okay. Senator Case must have been out of the room and didn't correct me on that one. Members of the Wyoming Senate, we've had Ethan here for a couple of weeks, and we're going to present him with a resolution and also a token from the legislature. And I want to just real quickly go through it. It says, whereas Ethan has served as a page for the Senate from January 23rd through February 3rd, 2017, whereas Ethan's service as a page has been exceptional and fully appreciated by the Wyoming senators, and members of the Senate, I don't know if you were watching, a couple of times Ethan would come over to me and make suggestions about what some of the senators were doing. Not me, of course, but some of the others on your points of debate. And it was really interesting to listen to him. And he had some good ideas. That's from Riverton, of course. Whereas this resolution has the support of the members of the Senate of the Wyoming Legislature and has signed their names here, too. Now, therefore, be resolved by the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming that Ethan has served the Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect, that Ethan's dedication will serve him well in the future endeavors. Therefore, with great appreciation, we recognize Ethan Acock for his outstanding dedication and support to the State of Wyoming on this third day of February, 2017. And members of the Senate, personally, I know his mother very well. She went to school with my daughters. I know his parents. His grandparents, he's a nice young man. He's got a real future for the state of Wyoming. This is what Wyoming's all about. So let's thank him for his service, and then we're going to let you say a few words, Ethan. Hey, hey!
Wow. Well, thank you, guys. You know, these last 2 weeks were a lot of fun to be up here, and I really enjoyed the process. I didn't know a whole lot about the legislative process, but I learned a lot. One of the things I also learned is that you guys sure do like to talk a lot. In fact, sometimes you guys would sit down and I think we were done for the day, and then you guys get right back up. But other than that, it's been a lot of fun. Sure, I've learned a lot, and I'm glad that I was able to come down here and work with you guys, so thanks for that.
Ethan, before you leave, what are your future plans? Have you thought about what to do politically, college-wise, where you're going to go, stay in Wyoming, move on?
Yeah, so I've thought about staying here before. I decided against that mostly. I kind of want to head down to Austin, Texas.
Oh.
I thought about going to Harvard for a while, but I decided it's kind of cold. I want to go into real estate for a little bit, and then I want to open a real estate brokerage. And then after that, I want to start a company in renewable energy. So those are my plans.
Well, good luck. Thank you. What we'll do is we'll send you to Texas for a while, and you can learn from all them, then come back to the great state of Wyoming and be here and help us out. Thanks again for what you've done, Ethan. We really appreciate it. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, the Majority Party will caucus in room S18.
Okay, the Senate will... Senator Anselmi Dalton.
President Bebout, the minority party will caucus at the same time as the Senate, as the majority party.
Okay. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Sorry, I was trying to gather my stuff.
Well, we got through the morning.